We'll go ahead and get started. We will turn you back on at the end of the call so that you can make comments. This is Cody Bateman, founder, chief visionary officer of Send Out Cards. Welcome to our regular Monday night call. This is our Monday night Send Out Cards call. This is designed for all active referral partners in Send Out Cards. So this is an invitation call. If you're on here, you should be a referral partner of Send Out Cards, actively involved in building the business. So thank you for taking the time to be on the call tonight. And I want to share some things with you tonight. And I'm going to be it's going to be kind of a unique call. Several announcements. And I want to do some analysis of our business. I want to share some statistics with you. I want to share some transparency with you. I want to share with you where we're shining as a company and where we're facing challenges as a company, because we're in this together. You know, if you're a referral partner in Send Out Cards, you are part of this business. And my first advice to anybody that becomes a referral partner and that wants to make a new stream of income with Send Out Cards is the first piece of advice I always give to people is treat your business like a business. Tonight's going to be that kind of a call. We're going to be treating your business as a business tonight. So I encourage you to tune in, take some notes, do some things, and understand that, you know, this is it's kind of like chalk talk. It's kind of like halftime. We've gone out and played the first half of the game. We're coming in and we're looking at film. We're looking at different things to see, you know, how we're doing, where we're doing well, where we need improvements, kind of things that we need to do. And I think it's great timing to have a call like this because we're going into our busiest season of the year, literally right now, literally. This week is when we kick off the busiest season of the year. I noticed on social media today the first holiday cards are starting to hit the mailboxes right now. So literally right now is when it starts. You're going to see dramatic activity over the next 4 to 6 weeks in your organizations. And the more you treat your business like a business, the more activity you will see in your business. It's the best time of year for you to be actively engaged in building your Send Out Cards business. So I want to hopefully share some things with you tonight that may help you do that. First of all, in the way of announcements, we do have our holiday bonus challenge going on, the 2000 for 2000 challenge. We call it the Cheyenne Lake Challenge. $2,000 in new subscriptions will earn you an extra $2,000 bonus this month. I believe that runs from November 12th to December 12th or something like that. We're 2 weeks into that now. We got the top five place. We got the top five positions. I'm going to announce who they are. So running in the top five towards their $2,000 award. In the first position, Lisa Joyen. Out of all the way from Sydney, Australia, Lisa Joyen enjoys the number one spot right now. She's the closest to hitting the $2,000 mark. Number two is Matt Sherb from Ontario, Canada. Third one is Melissa Barlock from the same place. Fourth position, Brenda and Michael Sanchez. And then the fifth position is Kathy Peterson. So Lisa Joyen, Matt Sherb, Melissa Barlock, Brenda, Michael Sanchez, Kathy Peterson. You are in the top five positions running for the $2,000 award, the $2,000 chance. Keep up the great work. The rest of you, many of you, like probably the top 15 positions are right in the running there. The top 15 could easily be in the top five. So if you just, you know, get out there and keep pushing and moving towards that $2,000 challenge. And it's all about putting on subscriptions, and I'm going to talk to you in a minute a lot about our subscription business because it's significant to your future and Send Out Cards. So we have that deal going on. The 2 cent promotion, give your 2 cents by offering somebody the Power of Human Connection book. Very pleased with your activity in that, all of your activities in that. I really appreciate it very much. We have 4 more days of that promotion. So that ends on November 30th. We have 4 more days where you can offer the Power of Human Connection for 2 cents, along with the shipping and handling costs. It's about $4, $5, or $6 to with shipping and handling to get that sent to people. Many of you are doing real creative things with that. I highly encourage you to keep on moving with that. excuse me. Elite packages. I want to encourage people to really start to promote heavy the Elite or Elite Plus packages for the holiday card sending. Literally, right now is when people are going to start to gear up. This is your week. Like, literally, this week is the week to really go out and push Elite and Elite packages. Keep in mind, you know, if you purchase an Elite package, your card, average card price could be about $1.25. And, or Elite Plus is less than $1. It's 99 cents each with an Elite Plus. Keep in mind, you can go out there and push that. And even if someone's not going to send 500 or more cards for the holidays, why not buy an Elite or Elite Plus, send a couple of hundred cards, which is typically what people are going to send for their Christmas promotions. Send your 200, 300, 400 cards out with that. Whatever you have left over, you're going to be able to use at the lowest price. So it's a great opportunity, great time to offer the Elite and Elite Plus packages. And keep in mind, every one of those that you sell during the $2,000 promotion, you're going to get double commission on. So if you earn the $2,000 promotion and you sell a bunch of Elite and Elite Pluses, you're going to earn double commission on that. Listen, if you want to treat your business like a business, you have a huge opportunity to make a lot of money in the month of December. First of all, it's our busiest time of the year. We have the $2,000 promotion running, so you can make an extra $2,000 bonus on that. You can get double commission on your Elite and Elite Plus sales all at a time of year when thousands and thousands, if not millions of people need an Elite package. They need a subscription. They need everything that you have to offer, especially this time of year. Jump after it. Make it happen. I mean, this is where, I mean, you literally could pay for your Christmas by the extra money that you can earn this month. This is the time, and you heard Jordan last week on our call talk about how he always gears up during the holiday season. His activity gears up his personal activity during the holiday season. It's just common sense for your send out cards business. This is our peak time of year. So you want to get out there and do that kind of stuff. podcasts. We're excited. The new podcast show, Relationship Marketing with Cody B, the podcast show. Be watching the social media for the announcement on the first one. We actually have pre-recorded a couple of shows now. Just today, I interviewed Norm Dominguez, who many of you know Norm. He served as the CEO of the BNI organization for many years. He also served as COO. He's been a national director at BNI, a franchise owner at BNI. He's currently emeritus status at BNI. He serves on their foundation. He's running a new positivity project. He's got a book out called The Power of Positivity. Incredible, incredible interview that I had with this gentleman today. And that's going to be our debut show. So just be watching social media. You know, we pre-record those. And I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun to do them. It's quite a bit different than the Relationship Marketing Weeklies. One of the things I like about it much better than the RM Weekly show is it's a little bit longer format. It's a podcast, so it's a little bit longer format. They're running about 35 to 55 minutes. Just depends on the type of show, but they're running, on an average 45 minutes for the show. As an interviewer, it's a lot better for me because the pressure is off. You know, the RM Weekly shows, you had 15 minutes to get your show done, you know, and ask all the right questions and that kind of thing. So in that format, I as an interviewer was a little bit more focused on the questions that had to be asked versus really intently listening to the person. In a podcast format, you have more time, so you're a little bit off the hook. You have a little bit more time, you can breathe a little easier, and it's just a lot easier format for the interviewer. So I've had a lot of fun doing those, and we really get into some great discussion points. I mean, the stuff that we learned today from Norm Dominguez was absolutely incredible. So that will be the debut show for the Relationship Marketing Podcast. And you should be seeing that within the next week or so. So just kind of fun stuff that we have going on at the home office. Big week this weekend, Friday, Vancouver. I just about said Treat 'em Right. That was the old name. The Relationship Marketing Summit will be in Vancouver on Friday. We're really excited about that. We're going to be coming into town. We got a great event scheduled for that. Encourage anybody that's in anywhere in that area to get out to the Relationship Marketing Summit. We're going to have an incredible business panel in the morning session. We're going to do some incredible relationship marketing stories and feature sets and lots of training. We're going to do our personal development in the afternoon. It will be our final event, live event for the year. So we're real excited to come to Vancouver. So that's it in the way of announcements. Just a reminder, get on Jordan's call after this, 7:30 Pacific, 6:30 Mountain Standard Time. Highly, highly encourage you to get on Jordan's Monday night calls. Excellent training he provides on a weekly basis. And I highly, highly encourage and endorse his call every Monday night. So hope that you all get a chance to learn from Jordan, learn from the best. So good stuff. I'm going to come back to an activity, but I want to share with you some things about our business. When I say our business, I mean Send Out Cards is our business. You know, I own and run the corporate side of it. You own and run your distributor side of it. Together, we run the Send Out Cards business. So I want to share with you some numbers. And this is complete transparency to share with you the things that we really have going for us and some of the challenges that we have and what we can do to kind of help those challenges along. Overall, this is going to be a highly positive report card, if you will. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you pre-convention numbers versus post-convention numbers. So how are we doing pre-convention, meaning prior to us introducing our whole new program, the whole new send-out cards, the new prompt editor, all the new packages, everything brand new after the first week of April, how are we doing post-convention versus pre-convention with all of the old programs that we had? That's what we're doing right now to kind of gauge how we're doing, where we're going with kind of things. The report card is very positive. In all honesty, I would like to see us growing in these categories faster than we are, but we are growing and we're trending upward. We've had some challenges, as you know, the rollout. We had some real challenges with the rollout, particularly late April, month of May, and even June. We had some challenges to the system and different things, and over time, our programmers have really worked things out, and things are running very well, very efficiently. There's a few things that we're making sure we're getting finalized to help you with the holiday card sending, but things are running very, very well for us. So in light of the challenging times we had over about a 3-month period of time after our rollout, I'm going to share with you this report card. So here are some of the things that we take a look at. We will always want to look at the amount of cards sent, the amount of gifts sent. I told you at convention that the new play at Send Out Cards is subscriptions. The new build plan is all about subscriptions. Residual income, that's what you're looking for. Subscription is the new play. You want to get people as many subscriptions as you possibly can. Anything on top of that is incremental sales. So we pay a lot of attention to subscription revenue. The amount of subscriptions that come on, the amount of subscription revenue, old subscription versus new subscription, all of those things we pay close attention to. So I'm going to share with you some numbers. I'm going to give you statistics as far as percentage increase or percentage decrease in these categories. So as an example, cards sent. So cards that are being sent on a monthly basis. This is pre, and what we've done is we've taken about 3 months and combined them. So pre, like January, February, March as an example, or even February, March, April, just depends. Just pre-convention, 2 to 3 months worth of activity, blended all of those numbers together, and then we compared it. We're comparing it to how we're doing now. So how are we doing the first 3 months of this year with our old program in all of these categories versus how are we doing now with our new program over a period of 2 to 3 months combined? Hopefully everybody can follow what I'm saying there. So here are the categories. The first is cards sent. In cards sent, we are up 23% over pre-convention. So we are increasing, and by the way, that's going up monthly. Every month that continues to go up. So we are plus 23% in cards that are being sent out versus pre-convention rollout. Gifts sent, we are up 2%. So we're flat with gifts. We're up 2% right now versus pre-convention gift sending. So it is trending upward, although that one is an area we definitely could work on. So plus 23% cards sent, plus 2% gifts sent. Now, subscriptions where we really want to focus on. So the first area is new subscription sign-up revenue. So this is new signups. So if you take the first 3 months of the year, new subscription signups. Now that's back when we were signing up the $39 accounts. New subscription signups during that 3 month pre-rollout era versus new subscription signups over the last 3 months in the new era. New subscription signup revenue is up 66%. Now, in a business where you're going to be relying on subscription sales, that's a very positive number. We are up 66% over pre-convention new signup or new subscription revenue. Total subscription revenue. Okay, that's a new category. Total subscription revenue. Now, this is old subscription and new subscription combined. Okay. So total subscription revenue pre-rollout versus total subscription revenue now, we are up a total of 20%. So our subscription revenue has increased 20%, new plan over old plan. Okay, the next area, now this one's really interesting. One of the things that we were looking at is we're putting on new users on new subscriptions, but we have old users on old subscriptions. Now, keep in mind, we put on old subscriptions for 12 years. 12 plus years, we put on old $39 point subscription accounts, okay? So that's a lot of time. That's 12 years of accumulation of putting on all of these people that were on the $39 or the $31 or the $49, those old point accounts that we had, okay, that's a lot. That's a whole lot of people. So at the end of April, so we rolled out the new subscription plan first week of April. At the end of April, we had 8% of our total people on a new subscription. 92% were still on an old subscription at the end of April. At the end of October, okay, so just this last month at the end of October, we now have 35% of all of our users are on a new subscription, and 65% of all of our users are still on an old subscription. Now, when you leaders came to leadership retreat, that number was 31 to 69. So we're trickling up. We're now at 35% new versus 65% old. Now, here's what's encouraging about that. It took 12 plus years to put on all those old. In less than 6 months, we already have 35% of our users are on new subscriptions. But here's the real telling story. The real telling story is, I'm telling it right now, 35% of our users are on new subscriptions. Okay? But 55% of subscription revenue comes from new users. 45% of subscription revenue comes from old users. That means 12 years of accumulation of subscription accounts on the points program, we right now is generating 45% of our subscription revenue. Only 6 months of activity with new subscription is already generating 55% of our subscription revenue. What these numbers tell you is that it's working. This is working. It's working. We said all along, we are transferring to a subscription plan. We're providing new subscriptions that are very unique to the marketplace. An unlimited heartfelt card send, $97 a month. Add 50 bucks to that, and you can do 100 group sends along with it. All of the new plans that we have are in place to help with you acquiring subscription business. Subscription business at a higher amount means residual income for you, and the numbers are all trending in exactly the right ways. I would like it to have been growing faster, but it is trickling in and moving upward. We're priming the pump. We're priming the pump. The water is getting up close to where it's going to become free running water, and the numbers are all trickling upwards. Now, I want to talk to you about package sales. Package sales, keep in mind, when we did the rollout, we did away with our front-end package sales. No more 195s, no more 395s, none of those kinds of programs, okay? And the big feedback we got from all of you after we rolled it out is we got to have some packages back, got to have some packages back, need more front-end sales, need more this and that. Now, again, I'm going to emphasize this. Subscription sales is what you need and what you want, what you should be working towards. But we did listen to you and you said, please give us back some kind of subscription front end type of sales. And we did do that. And just recently, I can't remember the exact numbers, but we're 45 to 60 days in now to our new Elite and Elite Plus packages. Okay, so we've introduced new packages, more legitimate packages now. The old packages are far less legitimate as a package as what we have today. The packages we have today are packages that your customers want and need. They're legitimate, real packages that have cards in them for discounted prices. So the Elite and Elite Plus package has introduced an element of front-end package sales and revenue and commission for you. And here's what's interesting. Okay, we're only 60 days into that. All right? Already, we have 50% the revenue that's coming in from package sales is already at 50% of what it was pre-convention. So pre-convention with all those package sales, 195s, 395s, just with Elite and Elite Plus alone, just those two things, we're already at 50% of what our package sales were prior to the launch. So in addition to your major increase in subscription sales, we're already beginning to replace the front-end sales. And as people start to get acclimated to the Elite and Elite Plus packages, you'll see that number continue to go up, even though I still maintain you don't need those. You need your subscription sales. But we'll give you those because you want them. Keep offering the Elite and Elite Plus packages because that number, again, is trending upward. So I know that's a lot of information, but here's what I like to do. I am a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I like to run my business with facts. I like to run it with statistical information. I know my numbers. And I know that you have your own businesses to run. And I'm sure that if you treat your business like a business, you want to know your numbers. That's the reason for this call tonight. In the midst of our busiest time of the year, at a time when you should be treating your distributorship as a business more than at any other time of year, I wanted to do a business-specific call where I shared with you the numbers and I shared with you that information. Now, my question is, what are you going to do with that information? You know, are these numbers encouraging? Are they discouraging? What are they? Do you think we should have grown faster? Are you encouraged by the deal? Now, we're going to open the call up the calls and let you ask a couple of questions here in a second. But I'm highly encouraged by these numbers because they're doing exactly what we thought they would do. The only disappointment that I have personally is I would like to have seen that growth come quicker. I think that, you know, if the transition would have been smoother than it was, I think that these numbers that we're seeing right now, we could have probably realized several months ago, and these numbers would be even bigger now. So that's kind of the chalk talk. But the encouraging thing is even though we're trending upward at a later time, we're trending upward. We're looking really, really good. Now, we have one category we are down in. I'm going to be straight up with you. Referral partners is down. So pre-convention referral partners coming on versus post-convention right now, referral partners down 32%. So we are down in putting on referral partners. Now, I think there's a lot of reasons for that. One of the biggest reasons is our new focus. We are focusing on relationship marketing and on putting on users first. We're focusing on helping someone become a sender of cards first, using the product to better their business and personal life first, and then allow those who want to share it with others to naturally evolve and convert to becoming a referral partner. This is by far the best way to grow our business. We've learned that over 15 years, that when we focus on the product first, and allow the referral partners to come later, that's when we thrive. We just need to keep working on increasing these front-end numbers that I shared with you tonight, and as we do, the referral partner part will continue to come up. Now, there's some things that I would encourage you to do to help in that. It was interesting. I went through a little activity today. Now, keep in mind, I have been intimately involved with the development of our new training center. I've been very much involved with the development of our new marketing pages, the sendoutcards.com/your ID number, and how those flow, how to present send out cards. I've been intimately involved with that whole process. But I have honestly have not reviewed or been on the training center in probably 20 to 25 days. I had not been on a marketing page in probably 15 days, okay? Now, prior to that, I was on them all the time because we were still developing them, okay? So I was involved with that process more. So what I did today is I went on the training center site. I went to our training center. If those of you don't know how to get there, go to sendoutcards.com and log in. Go to the homepage of sendoutcards.com, log in with your ID number, and you will see a page comes up right at the top. There's an icon that says Training Center. Click on it. When you click on the Training Center, it's got those different courses in there. Use it, build it, use it, share it, build it. Use it, share it, build it. That's how it falls in there. What I did today is I went to the Training Center and I just went through it. I just sharpened my saw. I was amazed after 21 days of not being on there, even after co-writing it with several people, how rusty I was. Only 21 days of not being on there, how rusty I was in remembering what was where and what it was and exactly how it went, that kind of thing. But it only took me 6 minutes. It took me 6 minutes to just review the site, to to get reacclimated, to sharpen my saw as to how to build the Send Out Cards business. Then I went to the marketing page, sendoutcards.com/1000, or you would put your own ID number on it, and just review the marketing page. And, of course, you should be doing that because you should be sharing Send Out Cards with people with your marketing pages every day. But what I encourage, here's the activity that I encourage you to do. Sharpen your saw. Sharpen your saw, and I would highly encourage you to do this even on a daily basis. Sharpen your saw by reviewing the training center. You just got to browse it. Just browse through it. Keep it fresh in your mind. Browse through your marketing page. Keep it fresh in your mind, even if you're not presenting to somebody. So you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to be actively presenting to somebody, or you're going to be on a three-way call or something like that where you're helping one of your reps present to somebody. If you're doing that, then you're sharpening your saw because you're on those sites doing it. But if you go through a day where you happen to not do a presentation, you're not doing one personally or you're not doing one for your downline, get on there and just browse the training center site and browse your marketing page. Sharpen your saw. Keep it fresh in your mind. I promise you, if you do that one simple activity, those RP numbers are going to go up dramatically. I think one of the reasons that the RP numbers, I already shared, the one reason is because we're focusing on creating users first and then allowing the RPs to come on. But another reason is I think people are just not fully acclimated to sharing the RP side of the business. Every time you present Send Out Cards to somebody, you should include the RP possibility for somebody to come on as a referral partner and get themselves paid for. Now, if you're browsing that training center every day, and if you're browsing over your marketing page every day, I don't have to have this conversation with you. I don't have to remind you. I don't have to tell you anything. You will know that that's the process, and as you approach people, you will present to them properly. You will show them how to send a card. You will take them on a tour of the website. You will go over the ways to get started, and you will share with them that there's an opportunity to become a referral partner. If that's fresh in your mind, then you will be better at doing it. So those are some of the things that I would encourage you to do. You're going to see these numbers go up dramatically. So that's business, my friends. That is the business. The next couple of weeks, we're really going to be getting into the heart of Send Out Cards and what we're doing, especially this time of year. We're going to be sharing some incredible heartfelt stories, incredible holiday card sending stories, having some cool guests on to share with how it's benefited them in their personal business life. Those are some of the things to look forward to in our upcoming Monday night calls. But I wanted to kick off the holiday season by having a business discussion, and that's what we did on this call. So I'm going to open it up. Emerald's going to open it up. I'm not sure how this is going to work, but if I'd just like to have anybody make a comment. If you're not making a comment, she's going to open it up and just click. Hopefully most of you are on a smartphone. Just click the mute button on your smartphone. And if anybody would like to make a comment or ask a question regarding tonight, let's take 5 or 6 minutes and try to do that. We normally don't do that on this call, but we're going to give it a shot. So, Emerald, go ahead and open it up. If you're not going to ask a question, mute out your smartphone. If you're not going to ask a question, if you are, then
love you, Cody.
Your name and who you are. Go ahead. Anybody have a question or comment on the numbers? No.
Let's do this, Cody.
This is all exciting.
Hello.
Okay, let's start.
I have
with
a question.
This is all exciting. This is all exciting. Who's that?
Hello.
This is Shorty in Chinatown. Okay, we got a little bit of noise, so I'm going to encourage you, if you're not going to ask a question, click on the mute button on your phone so that we don't hear you. If you'd like to ask a question, go ahead. I had a vibrant hello there. Who was that from?
Yeah, that was Shorty in San Antonio.
Hi.
Oh, go ahead. I was just saying.
Okay, go ahead.
That's all. This is all
hello,
very exciting. I'm taking notes on all of it. All right, I'm out.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Who is it that
Hello?
Said hi? Yep. Hello. Go ahead.
I'm restarting the business, and I'm excited. Everything that you went through is just wonderful because it's helping me to do everything all over again. And I thank you for it.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah, thank you very much for sharing that with us as a new
I got
pictures. Builder.
I got so many pictures because I came to the convention and everything. And real quick, I was hit by someone that was texting on their phone. And so I was totally paralyzed for a few years. And so now I'm back. And
wow.
I'm excited to get started.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you sharing tonight. You've worked through all your challenges in life, and you're back working with us again. Appreciate that very much. Thank you for your comments. Anybody else want to share tonight? Go ahead.
I do. This is Darla. Hi, Cody.
Darla, go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to run a quick something by you just to get some clarity on it. I closed a 147 today, did it in literally 5 minutes. It was so easy. I just loved it. We went through and got them all signed up. They got the custom handwriting and all that. And I have an appointment tomorrow with two people that I'm pretty confident that I know are both going to get the 999. And so to get the 299 and the 147, does that hit the bonus?
No.
The way the bonus works, Darla, is literally you just take 147 is that's 147 towards the 2000. So
okay.
Every time you sign up a subscription, that's just it's whatever that amount is applied towards the 2000. So if you do 10 147s, yeah.
Okay, so 10 147s. All right. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And then so once you get all the subscriptions at 147 or 97 or 17, when you get all those to hit 2,000, then that doubles your elite packages that you sold during that time.
That is correct. That is correct. So you hit the 2,000, and yes, you'll get double commission on your elite plus.
Perfect. And another question I had from someone is, does the person have to have a 147 subscription when they buy the elite package?
Yes.
Okay. And do they, so if they're 1,000 cards, so they want to send out 1,000 cards. I actually have a guy who wants to send out 3,000 cards, so he's going to buy 3 elite packages, correct?
He does not need to buy 3 elite packages. He's going to send 3,000 cards. So what he would do is get on a 147 and buy an elite plus. And so he's going to get the lowest price, which would be 99 cents a card for his first 1,000. But after that 1,000, you hold at 99 cents. You still get the 99 cent price for the other 2,000. So all he has to do is buy 147, buy the Elite Plus, and he'll get the lowest price on all of his cards.
Perfect. Okay, so now he's getting 3,000 cards. He's going to do Christmas and New Year's, and I'm assuming that he'll do right after New Year's, whatever. Does he have to hold a 147 subscription until all those cards are gone? Like, let's say, hypothetically, somebody buys a 1,000 card run and they say, well, I'm going to buy this, and it takes him 5 months to send them all. Does he have to have the 147 for all 5 months?
Oh.
Well, I'd like to say yes, because I'd like him to stay on it, but no, he doesn't. As long as he's on a subscription, he would. If he got off of all of his subscription, yeah, he'd have a problem. But if he downgraded to a 17, he'd still be okay.
Right. I just want to have the answers, and I wanted everybody to hear it so they could have it too in their mind. Because I'm gonna go out and crush this 2,000 in the next 2 days, and then do a report on how I did it.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, this is Darla DeGrande, executive out of San Diego, California.
San Diego.
She is a go get 'em lady. I mean, incredible stuff. And Darla, guess what? You're going to be one of my guests on next Monday's call. So how's
Woo-hoo!
That for asking you? So you're going to be one of
them.
I'm going to have two guests. There'll be two guests on next Monday night's call. I was going to call you and ask you to be one of them. So everybody knows you're going to hear more from Darla. So my challenge to you is get the $2,000 done by next Monday. Then we can use next Monday night's call so you can share everybody how you did it.
I totally will. I only work well under pressure, so I wanted to get started.
Well, there you go. The pressure's on, girl. The pressure's on.
Now the pressure's on. Thank you, Cody. I love all this. I'm so happy how everything's running so smoothly, and we're on the other side of this thing, and I couldn't be any happier, and I think people are nuts if they don't understand this and get it, but that's okay.
Thank you, Darla. Appreciate it very much. Let's go one more question.
I think I can speak for a lot of people saying that we're looking forward to Darla's update when she goes out and crushes this in the next couple of days.
Well, there you go. Who's speaking?
This is Sue Adams, Cody.
Hi, Sue. Great to have you.
Hi.
Thanks for making comments. Any other questions or comments? Let's do one more, and then we'll log off for the night.
Hey, Cody. It's Callie in Sugarland.
Callie, great. You have the floor, girl. Go ahead.
Hey, as many of you may know, I am a huge numbers girl. And listening to the numbers tonight, I have to tell you, I am super excited, especially looking at a couple things that stuck out to me was that our card spending is up 23%. That's huge, and that's just growing. And it really,
I like
that. Says what the 97 and the 147 are doing. But what I thought was the biggest number that you shared is that 55% of subscription revenue is coming off the new subscriptions, and we're not that far into this. And just the pure volume and the excitement that's happening and now going into the holidays, I'm already so excited. But having the numbers back up my excitement is unbelievable. And, yeah, amazing things happening. And thank you from all of us in the field to you and the corporate staff for making this possible for us to go out and crush it this holiday season.
Well, thank you, thank you, Callie. I really appreciate that. One other stat, and I'm going off the top of my head, so it might not be 100% accurate, but I know it's going to be close. The last I checked, 82% of our revenue from subscriptions was coming from a 97 or 147. 82%. So a lot of people think that, well, you know, I'm going to sign up, that we'll sign up a lot more 17s than we do 97s and 147s, but we do all of our money making possibilities off of the 97, 147. What you got to remember is, you don't need as many 97s and 147s as 17s for the revenue to go high. So over 80% of our subscription revenue is coming from the bigger revenue accounts. What that's telling us is that the 97 and the 147 subscriptions are working very well out there. We just need to do more of it. Jordan says it all the time. We just need to do more of what we're doing. We just need to share, send out cards more. Believe in it more. Believe that if you share it, people will sign up on those 97s and 147s all day long. They need it. They want it. If it's presented to them in the right way, it dramatically helps them in their business and in their personal life. We are sitting on an absolute gold mine with what we've done with this program. I know the process has been painful. I know it's been a tough year. But we have built the gold mine. It's here, and it's opening up. We just have to present it more, and you're going to see some incredible things take place over the next little while. So there you have it, everybody. We're going to keep this open. We'd like you all to share excitement. Please get on the social media channels afterwards. Talk about the excitement of the call. Also, make sure that you get on the Jordan Adler call starting at 6:30 Mountain Standard Time. Let's keep the ball rolling. This is your busy time of year. Let's go make it happen. Thanks, everybody. Take care now.